This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. I needed to take an extra bag of food up to the boys today, so Sue normally feeds the boys. And so that was an extra visit that they weren't expecting. They have expectations. They had already had their breakfast. They'd already had the food. There was some crumbs around the birds were going to be busy with, so the chaffinches, the robin, and the blue tits. But as I arrived, because I had a bag over my shoulder, they had expectations. I opened the door. I went into the store end. It's not quite a tack room. That's a bit over grand statement for it or a label for it. It's the end of the field shelter. It's quite a grand field shelter that they have. And there's an end where we can store food and they can't get at it. We have to put it in, well, it's in a plastic bin with a metal bin over the top of it, top to bottom covered in a metal bin, because the squirrels get it otherwise. The squirrels come in, they'll pull the lids off, they'll chew through and they'll get to the food. Seems to have been successful in holding them back. So the squirrels don't get as much of a share of the food as they otherwise would. I'm sure they get some. But the birds get most of the crumbs that the alpacas leave. So the boys were there with expectations. He's a man with food. What can you do? I'm a soft touch, aren't I? Aren't I a soft touch? I think so. So they did get an extra scoop of food in the troughs. And they're now arguing because there's only crumbs of the crumbs left. Didn't last very long, did it, boys? I'm sorry. But you have already had your breakfast. So they have these expectations. And we have expectations as well, don't we, when we go and see the alpacas, when we visit the alpacas, when we go to feed the alpacas, when we do the stuff that we do. We have expectations. Now, some of that can be really good. We've got a high expectation. We're going to expect to have a really good time, a really good engagement. And other times, we're going to have to do something else. Like this morning with the girls, we've shifted. It's still a bit damp, but it's much milder. And some of them that have had the coats on, they were extra coats that needed a bit of, you know, they were extra support. They didn't really need it. Some of them, I've left the coats on, but three coats came off this morning. Wow, they were so pleased. They didn't like the process. I had to squeeze them into the stable, close the doors. They clocked it. I was closing the door. the first door. And Ellie, bless her, she's smart. She is a smartie. Ellie quickly clocked that that's what was going on. She rushed round the other way and came out the other door before I got a chance to close it. Oh. So I changed my plans. My expectation was that I was just going to be able to catch them simply and be able to take these coats off. What was I thinking? Oh, dear. So anyway, I managed to take the food in there, in the big bin, and tip it out into the troughs, and they're ready to spread it around. And because they were busy doing that, food took precedence, especially for Ellie. And I was able to whiz around and close the doors. So I managed to capture the relevant ones inside. And then I just went around and I took the coats off them. I'm sorry, the process is not welcomed. They don't like having the coat put on. And they don't really want the coat on anymore, thank you. They're having little scratches and scritches and rolls and, you know, it's a bit uncomfortable. Please, can we take this off? No, they wouldn't let me. What is this about? So the process of putting it on and taking it off is challenging. What's their expectation? Their expectation is I'm doing something other. I'm doing something else. It's not just purely for their benefit. I'm going to stick a needle in them, or I'm going to look at their toenails, or I'm going to check their mouth and their teeth or whatever. All of those things need to be done at various times, but we need to find a way of building expectation, the expectation of the alpacas, so that we are safe to be around. They don't mind being around us because we're safe people. That's where we want to get to. And our expectation, we want to build confidence, our own confidence, so that we can get to the point where we have an expectation of, I can do this. I can. No, I can. I can do this. I can take the coats off. If I hadn't been able to, or I'd missed one, then it wouldn't be terrible. I can get them at the next feeding. But I'm going to have a good go, and actually I'm going to achieve this because I have confidence and I've got a strategy. The strategy is not to freak them out and to build their confidence in me as being a safe person. So their expectation of me is that I'm not going to harm them, that the interaction with them is temporary and will have a benefit of some kind. Do they remember that from last time? Yeah, kind of. But in the moment, their expectation can get confused by my behavior. Too fast, too loud, too quick, too blasé, something that wasn't quite as good as it could have been. Now it's tipping over and being something else. It's no longer the nice, easy interaction that I was expecting, but it's turned into their worst nightmares that they were expecting. He's up to something, he's doing something. That's the noise in the background, is the boys fighting because they finished their food. Standing too close to me. I sometimes go and intervene if it gets really serious, but this is just a little bit of territorial stuff. It'll settle. And then when they go out, they go out grazing, then they've got enough space, they can move away. It's just when they're closed in near to each other. Well, they're not actually closed in, they're just in an enclosed space. They're in the field shelter. And I thought I'd like that little crumb. No, I'm going to have that little crumb. Oh, such boys they are. So the expectations of doing things with the alpacas, taking the coats off. I managed to get the coats off. And the expectation was then I was going to leave them alone. And they were going to be able to have their food. And that's exactly what happened. Now, there was a bunch of them that were outside of the stable. I'd put the food inside to capture my red coats that I wanted to take the coats off. But the others, I don't know, 10 of them or so, were stuck outside. They weren't too impressed. So I spread the food around and made sure that they got their share because they'd missed out. The others were still stuffing their faces. You know, some of them are so fast. Quick. Got to get your head in. So I gave some extra peas to Alice yesterday. She's skinny. She's getting old, bless her. And she's got a coat on. I've kept her coat on. She's a bit more vulnerable, a bit more exposed. And I just need to give a bit of extra care and attention. And I will try and feed her up a bit. I think that would help her situation. So we'll do some of that. She's quite clever as well, is Alice. She's bright. She knows what I'm doing. So she looks at me. And I'm going, try not to attract the others' attention. They don't miss much, especially Megan. Megan's a quick spot of the other green bucket that's got peas in. She knows that one. And she comes and she just tries to force her head in. But there's already a head in there. Alice, clever Alice, has put her head inside. She's inside. She's got her head inside the bucket, getting to the peas. And she's not. She lifts it a little bit. But she doesn't bring it out, so there's no space to get your head in. Well, Megan doesn't care about that. She's going to force her head in there anyway. So I have to do this clever standing next to a doorway with the bucket kind of inside, with Alice being able to access and me blocking access from Megan trying to come in from the side, from over that side. Oh, no, she's coming out. And I'm thinking any minute now she's going to get upset with me and spit at me. She was more concentrated on the peas, so I got away with it. I'm going to have to be careful because she's going to get wise to that. So she got the crumbs of the peas. They do like the crumbs, you know, whatever it is. They quite like the idea of having the last little bit. Yeah. So expectations, build yours, build theirs. Have sensible expectations. Don't think it's just going to be dead easy. Don't think it's going to be straightforward. Do the planning and the thinking, and do judge whether today's not quite the best day for me to do this. I'm not quite at my best, so I'm going to wait. Or I'm in a hurry, I'm going to do this quickly. Yeah. A reasonable expectation is that it's going to take longer. I found that for most things, it costs a third more, it takes a third longer, sometimes half again, and my expectation needs to be tempered. My initial starting place is not really that accurate. So have good expectations, have reasonable, sensible, well-judged expectations about how much you can do, about what you're going to do, and when. And just, oh yeah, please, just keep reinforcing that good experience of you interacting with the alpacas. You delight, don't you, to go and spend time with your alpacas? Or somebody else's alpacas? I don't care whose alpacas they are. Going and spending a bit of time around them. They're just amazing animals, calming animals to be around. So if you can spend some time with your alpacas, that would be great. What's your expectation? It's a delight for you. How can you make it a delight for them? What's going to be the thing that they'll enjoy? Last week I was talking about stimulation and enrichment things. So bringing strange things, strange objects into the field or into the area with the alpacas for them to investigate. Being able to take them to new places. Being able to have pace, their pace of doing things, moving slowly. They do, they meander, they saunter. There's all those slow words that fit what they do. They'll sometimes run. They'll sometimes enjoy having a canter. The boys love running down the hill, dodging and weaving, imaginary predators being avoided. They practice their moves. And they do like moving quickly as well. But generally, they'll do the slow alpaca thing. They'll saunter. And that's good. That's normal. This is alpaca behavior for you. So what can we do that's going to make a special thing for them? What's going to allow them to have opportunity to behave like an alpaca? So no clear answers, but something to think about. Yeah. The birds continue to be noisy, as you can hear. The water comes and goes. The grass shifted the colour the other day. It was a different green, definitely. I'm not sure it looks like a different green today. So it's this balance, isn't it, of the rain and the sun. And spring is definitely on the way. Wow. It's exciting. So take care. Go spend some time with your alpacas if you can. And breathe. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to your alpacas. Have good expectations. Take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.